What's up, y'all? It's your girl Shy J, and I am coming to you with another episode of Bruised But Not Broken titled Daddy Wasn't There. I thought long and hard about this particular episode because I didn't know if it was something that I wanted to talk about right away. There are so many other things that are going on in the world, but it's my reality. Can't run from my reality. So let's get into it. Daddy wasn't there. I wanted to have this conversation because recently I have been going through a self-build, if that makes sense. I have been trying to rebuild myself because a number of things have been attacking me mentally, spiritually, and physically, and I've been trying to figure it all out. And this particular conversation is something that I wasn't sure I was ready to have because it would really break down some barriers. So when I say daddy wasn't there, it doesn't get more clear than that. Unfortunately, my dad wasn't in my life for number of years, and I am realizing that has played a major role in some of the decisions that I've made, not only within myself but in the company that I've kept over the years. Being honest and open with my Bruised But Not Broken family, my father was incarcerated for majority of my life. If I am not mistaken, I believe he got locked up at 2 when I was 2 years old, and he did a good bit. I'm not going to go into specific details as to what he did because that's his business, but I want to talk about the impact of his choices and what that did to me and why I've had such a hard time with finding true love. And really knowing what the hell it meant. My dad left me at maybe 2 or 3 years old and came back into my life at maybe 11. I believe it was 11. And for years, I have longed to know what it would have been like if my dad was there. If I would have known the true love of the first man that was actually supposed to love me. And unfortunately, I have never figured that out. Me and my dad's relationship is rocky, almost non-existent. We talk from time to time, but there's no real foundation. And that's difficult when the man that helped create you is not present in your life and present to help develop you into the woman that you're supposed to be. And I have struggled with that, and I am still struggling with that, just being honest. I have made some really bad choices when it comes to boys and now men. I'll be 31 in 14 days. And I am self-reflecting. And I'm going to start here. Because I am woman enough to admit that the fact that my father wasn't present has impacted me in not the best way. I have longed for love and looked for love in others because I didn't have it from the very man that was supposed to love me. Now, I'm not saying my dad doesn't love me and didn't love me, but because he wasn't present, I didn't see that love. I didn't feel that love. I didn't get that love. And it has made it really, really difficult to recognize and appreciate what true love could possibly be. And I've made choices and I've accepted behavior, knowing good and well that I deserved more, that my value and my worth was more. But because I just felt like I was missing something, I was quick to accept. I have actually tried over the years to reestablish a relationship with my father. And unfortunately, it hasn't worked. And I've tried to dig deeper into that and figure out what it is that maybe I was doing. What did I do to cause this disconnect between me and my father? And I am finally willing to say out loud, it ain't my fault. My dad spent so many years behind bars that I don't think love is something that he fully comprehends or understands. And it's unfortunate. Jail is supposed to rehabilitate. Jail is supposed to correct the mistakes that an individual makes. And I can admit that firsthand, it doesn't do that. It breaks people. It confuses people. It tears people down. And it disassociates them from the reality of the world because they get accustomed to jail life, the expectations of jail, the needs of jail, and what they're supposed to do while they're in jail just to get by. The first time I met my dad, I was 11 years old. Met my dad because when he left, like I said, I was little. And he wasn't warm to me. It was cold. It was weird. It was definitely not the right time. And immediately I was concerned because I didn't know he was coming home. And I felt like instantly I had to prove to him that I was everything that he wanted and needed in a daughter. And I fell short. At least I thought I did. But that wasn't actually the case. My dad was institutionalized. And at 11 years old, I had no idea what that meant. So coming to my father with good grades, a good report card, and boasting about all the things that I was doing in school, it kind of fell on short ears. My dad had been in jail. He only knew how to survive. So my report card, I'm going to be honest, it ain't mean shit to him. At least that's how I felt. And it ended up playing a major role in how our relationship would continue on for the next couple, several years. I recall coming to my mom at one point saying, I don't think I want to have a relationship with him. The letters that he wrote and the promises that he gave, I'm not getting that energy from him. But I was a little girl, and I think my mom believed that the man that she knew and that she had fallen in love with was still there, and that I just hadn't given him enough time to show that to me. But I felt it immediately. There was no warm embrace. There was no love within our initial interaction. It was very, very cold, and that energy remained on for several years. Daddy wasn't there. And as I got older, he could not learn me, because when he left, I was the baby that clung to him, that waited up for him, that jumped up for joy when he came home. And now I was this sassy little girl with much personality and much attitude that wanted to be seen, and he couldn't see me. It's weird to recognize and fully accept that my dad could not see me because he was so blinded by all that he had left when he got locked up. The next couple of years were very, very difficult for us. I think his want to know what happened to the woman he had left behind impacted the relationship and the child he left behind. Because at the end of the day, two people who were in love created me at one point. But now I'm just a fraction of that relationship. She moved on with her life, and his life was stagnant. And he thought when he came home, the life he left behind would be waiting for him. Now, there are some women that wait. There are some women that are ride or die for the jail bid. And my mom, she's a ride or die. But jail? I mean, come on, son. It was almost 8 years that he was behind bars. And how selfish could you be to believe that she would put her life on hold for 8 years for you to get out and figure out what the hell you were going to do, how you were going to readjust yourself to society, to become an actual part of society after being a felon for so many years. Daddy wasn't there. By the age of 16, 17, I was open enough to admit that I had a thing for the boys. Listen, I already had a thing for boys. I like boys. I felt that energy early, but at 16, 17, I could kind of have these conversations with my mom. And I was excited about it because I'm old enough to talk to mom about it. But I wasn't old enough to realize that not having my father's presence would actually ultimately make an impact on how I would interact with those boys, my expectations of those boys, and what my value should be to those boys. Daddy wasn't there. Daddy wasn't there to treat me like the princess that I was. And Daddy wasn't there to tell me that boys play games and boys will tell you all the things that they want you to hear to get you to open up. And boys will be sweet and smooth and calm until they grab you. And then once they got you, some boys, once the chase is done, they get bored. Daddy wasn't there. I'm about to be 31, like I mentioned earlier, and I'm realizing that the lack of my father led to me having a son at 19-year-old by a boy with mommy and daddy issues, and then led to me having a daughter 4.5 years later by someone who had mommy and daddy issues. So when you have two individuals that are having similar issues but don't know how to address it, what does that mean? How does that impact the relationship? How does that impact growth? How do you decide what love is when one, or if not both, of your parents failed you? A lot of people don't want to say that out loud because, oh my God, my parent did the best that they could. And who am I to say that they failed? Listen, doing the best that you can does not mean that you exceeded the expectations. And being honest and 100% in saying that maybe I failed in some aspects in my child or children's life. If some of us would just openly admit that, the world would be so much better. I've tried over and over again to reestablish a relationship with my father, but he's damaged. Jail damaged him, and I am sensitive to that, but I will not be held responsible for that because I didn't make those choices for him. He made those choices for himself. And ultimately, the choices that he made left me without a father. And because of that, I've looked for love in all the wrong places. I've accepted what I thought was love because I didn't know what love was. Because my dad, specifically, was not there to show me what the love of the first man should look like. to where I would hold my expectations a hell of a lot higher than what I did. I had somebody tell me that holding the door for me or opening the door for me was a symbol of unconditional love. Nah, baby, that's minimal. I'm a woman. At least you could do is hold the door for me, open the door for me, close the door behind me. That ain't love. That's respect. And that's what I'm owed. And the lesser me and the younger me probably would have accepted that energy because, well, yeah, how many men are holding doors and opening doors for women today? Excuse my language. Fuck that. Baby girl, and to all the baby girls of the world, if a man thinks he needs to be praised for opening and holding a door for you, leave that man where he stands. Your worth and your value is a hell of a lot more than what he may think it is. And if you're like me, who didn't know what love looked like right away, didn't have a good example of what love was right away, take a minute and step back and decide what you're worth. Because even if daddy wasn't there, you should still hold yourself to a higher standard than what society says you are. Black women, black girls, you deserve respect. You deserve honor. You deserve to be treated. You deserve to be treated like the queen you are. And if your daddy wasn't there, say that. But say it to yourself internally. And then figure out what it is that you need to fill that void before you try to fill that void with a boy, with a child, or with a man. Because those men and those boys will never, never fill the void of what was taken away from you early. I've decided that maybe the relationship that I've wanted with my dad may never happen. It may never, never come to light. And I've also decided to be okay with that. In that decision, I've decided that I will never accept anything less than what I deserve. And I'm only getting started with this conversation because there's layers and levels to this thing, and I want to dig deeper. So, like I said, daddy wasn't there, and that pain, it still exists. I try to cover it up, I try to smile through it, and I try to fight through it and believe that one day my true love, my Prince Charming, will show up, because I am a black girl who loves fairy tales and believes in fairy tales, because they can come true. But you gotta be smart. Everything that presents itself is not Prince Charming. And it may not necessarily be your happily ever after. So make smart choices. Make smart decisions. And if you don't know, seek help. And don't ever let anybody convince you that what you want and what you're yearning for doesn't exist. Because it does. And if your daddy wasn't there, the way my daddy was, let's talk about it. Let's lean on each other. Let's support each other. And let's navigate through that thing and not shut it down and close the door and make it a secret or make it shameful, because it's not fair to you. I'm excited for the next topic. So thank you for listening. And if you have some input, if you have something that you want to add to the conversation, move us into our next topic, which is Know Your Worth. I'm here. Again, it's your girl, Shy J, and thank you for pulling up to the conversation that is bruised but not broken. Stay blessed. Later.